KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Every federal worker faces a midnight deadline from Elon Musk to list five things they did last week or face firings. Former federal prosecutor Sarah Levine tells CBS she was already let go.
Because I did my job. I mean, it's really that simple. Is I went in, I followed the facts, I followed the law, and I got fired because I did exactly what I was supposed to do.
The Vatican says Pope Francis has been able to get up and eat after he was diagnosed with early signs of kidney failure. CBS News Vatican consultant Father Anthony Figueredo.
Quite recently as well, he indicated that should he die, he hopes it will be quickly rather than a long period of suffering.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is among world leaders in Kyiv, marking 3 years since Russia's invasion.
We must do everything in our power to enable Ukraine to secure a just and lasting peace.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A new bill proposed by Wisconsin Democrats aims to designate certain locations as safe havens. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
According to a Wisconsin Watch report, those would be places where immigration officers would be barred. The legislation introduced by state senators seeks to maintain protections for immigrants in places like schools, healthcare facilities, and places of worship. The move follows the Department of Homeland Security's recent cancellation of Biden-era guidelines that limited immigration enforcement in those areas.
And as the Wausau School District continues the consolidation process of elementary schools, their main goal is still to take care of staff, students, and families first as they focus on logistics. Many decisions are still left to be made before the next school year starts in August, and decisions for staff placements have been a work in progress. While principals were assigned schools by the Education Department, teachers took surveys ranking their potential spots. Now, some teachers already have their assignments, and a high percentage were able to get their primary location. And once all of the teachers are placed, the next step will be talks on how to collaborate and bring the best practices from each building together. And the district continues to work with the Red Granite Charter School to determine a new location. The district and school leadership say they've had beneficial meetings, and that they're coming closer to some decisions. The district and bus company First Student are also continuing to collaborate as the bus company determines routes for the coming school year. And the Wausau School District will be hosting a three-day Bridging the Future community conversation. It'll be on March 6th through the 8th. That's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The event will discuss what has worked well in the district and what can be worked on. Anyone in the community is welcome to attend, but they ask for people to attend all three sessions as each day's conversation will build on the former. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a five-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? Head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for partly sunny skies, mid-40s. West winds will gust up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, chance of rain or flurries, lows around 27. Partly sunny, 41 on Tuesday. Tuesday night, some snow and 27. 41 Wednesday.
Currently, 42 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is so well put. And that matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
February the 24th of 2025, last Monday of this month. By the time we get to next week, we'll be into the month of March already. But boy, oh boy, what a difference a week can make. A week ago, we were starting off our Monday morning with wind chills way below zero. In fact, we had wind chills below zero the entire day Monday, the entire day Tuesday, and most of Wednesday before things started to finally warm up. And here this morning, the temperature is almost amazingly warm. I was not expecting it to be this warm coming into work. Right now, lots of blue skies out there, fair skies, and we are at 42 degrees. Yeah, 42 degrees here to start off our morning. Again, it's going to be just a gorgeous day. Temperatures will be well above normal, I believe, for this time of year. The person that will be able to let us know about that is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. She'll be with us coming up in about 13 minutes' time. But boy, oh boy, it just feels like maybe that first dose of spring as we get towards the end of February. Glad you could be with us here on this Monday morning. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And we would like you to be part of the show. I say that all the time, but we do mean it. If you would like to call us or text us, the number is the same, 715-382-9297. Again, so if you want to text us, use that number. If you'd like to call us, use that number, 715-382-9297. Let your thoughts be known, whether it's something we're talking about or something you would like us to talk about. You can also join us by going to youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page. Again, Civic Media has their own YouTube channel, but also 98.9 WXCO, we have our own YouTube channel. And if you tune in right now to the Civic Media YouTube channel, you'll be getting Earl Ingram, and obviously a great show. But we want you to stay with us. So go to youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel. You can leave your comments there as well. Coming up, as I said, we have Brittany Merlot coming up. Coming up in the second hour, going to have a conversation that myself and Jeff Gress had with another very interesting young person, Paige Anderson, senior for Wausau West. She battled some significant injuries as a younger athlete, and she is just finishing up her senior year with the Wausau West girls basketball team, but had to go through a lot to get to this point. So we'll talk to Paige Anderson coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program. Also coming up a little bit later on in this hour, I want to discuss a little aspect of young people. Because on Friday, I went to Wisconsin Rapids on Friday evening. In fact, Jeff Gress and myself, Jeff joined me again for the broadcast. So we drove to Rapids and we stopped at a Chips Hamburgers. And I do that pretty much every time I go to Rapids for a game because we don't have a Chips Hamburgers here. But there was a message put on a piece of paper in that store that concerned me when it came to the young people that are working. And over the years, I've gone to Chips in Wisconsin Rapids, and I don't really recall very many people who weren't, like, either high school kids or very, very close to high school kids working behind the counter. And apparently, there have been some folks who have not been treating the workers very well. And I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about how it's important to have that certain bit of empathy that when people are starting their work lives or just getting that first experience, that sometimes mistakes are made. And we have, right now, we're living in an era where there's a meanness out there. And there's a meanness from a lot of folks. There's a meanness because of anger. There's a meanness because of a lot of folks being nervous and scared. But to treat young people the way that apparently some have been treated at that restaurant in Wisconsin Rapids is very concerning. So coming up, I'm going to discuss that just a bit. Also coming up later in the program, we'll have a brief sports update. Yesterday was the announcement, the third straight week of brackets. We had brackets. A couple of weeks back, we had the hockey brackets released. Last week, we had the girls' basketball brackets released. And here yesterday, we had the boys' basketball brackets released. So I want to talk a little bit about that. Good win for the Bucks. Brewers start spring training. I guess it makes sense. Temperatures warming up so nicely here today. You can start thinking about some baseball. So we'll discuss that coming up. And also, going to talk a bit about how, again, on Friday, I mentioned, went to Rapids. Went down, did the game. I'm driving back. It's, 9:30, almost 10 o'clock by the time I get home. And I turn on the radio and I have a hearing. There's another Friday night massacre. There's another night where Donald Trump is waiting until late on a Friday to make major announcements, make major changes, make major firings. And what, can't we go back to where we go out to your, maybe going out to your fish fry, maybe I'm going out to my games, and you get out of a game or get out of a Friday night fish fry and not have to wonder, well, what did Donald Trump do now? I'm getting tired of that. We're going to discuss that as well. So lots on the plate. Plus, again, we want, if there's something on your mind as well, and also going to touch on this, again, ethics violation from the mayor of Wausau, because apparently, and again, I saw some rumblings that there apparently is going to be either an addition or some sort of change onto the ethics board, and a close ally, a mega ally, a guy that loves waving the Trump flag, apparently is being pushed by Mayor Denny to join the ethics board. Going to discuss that a little bit as well later in the program. So lots to get to here this morning on the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. But I forgot to mention one other thing that we will be doing before all is said and done. We always wrap up the show with our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that occur on this date in history. Talk about some of the celebrity birthdays. Talk about some of the significant events that are being acknowledged today. And then when we get to the final couple of minutes of the show, somewhere around 9:56, Usually that's when I look down and I see, oh, it's 9:56. And it's time for our number for the day quiz. And we always wrap it up by giving my in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh, three choices when it comes to the number for the day. There are two that are wrong answers, and there's one that is the right answer. And based on the math, just by guessing, you should get one out of three right. So that's always our goal, to get at least 33% correct. And if he's a 33% or above, that means it's a passing week. We also want him to have a winning week, which is more right than wrong. So that means 3 out of 5. The best week that Ian has ever had is 4 out of 5, and still looking for that perfect 5 out of 5 week. But right now, as I introduce Ian Welsh, good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
I'm going to give you a little bit of bad news, because right now you're in the midst of a rather significant slump.
Yes, I am.
You've had, 3 weeks in a row where you've not had a passing grade. 1 out of 5, 1 out of 5, and then last week, you scared us all.
Oh, my goodness.
You got the first 4 days, didn't get it right. It came down to Friday to see whether or not we would avoid the first bizarro perfect week, the opposite of the perfect week, where you got them all wrong. But Friday, you pulled it out. You came through. You were able to get the correct response and go into the weekend feeling a little better. But
yeah,
as we start off our new week, we can't afford any more failing weeks. I mean, all of a sudden, if you have another failing week, I may have to send you to the minors. I mean, get you back, give you some easier choices here, because we can't have a full... I mean, you are 0 for February right now.
Yes, I am.
This is our fourth week of February, and you are 0 for February. So we need to get you a...
successful week before the end of the month.
That's right. So we will have our number for the day quiz coming up at the end of the show. But can you believe this? Can you believe after last week where we started off the week where it was just incredibly cold, frigid, way like 25, 30 degrees below zero wind chills, that it's 42 degrees right now? I mean, I can't believe this.
It's crazy. I didn't even have to wear my gloves or my hat. I just walked outside and I felt like it was, I felt uncomfortable, actually. I wasn't like...
I feel like an idiot because I wore my winter coat. It's like, why? Because I just grabbed my coat as I'm walking out. And it's
I'm
like,
with you there. I wore my winter coat too.
And it's like, what am I doing here? People are going to think he's out of his mind.
You get into a habit of just wearing the winter coat because it's been so cold, and then the temperature gets better and you're like, why am I still wearing this?
And actually, I'm going to mention this to Brittany here when she joined us in a few moments on Saturday. It wasn't quite as warm as it is today, but it was starting to get a little bit warmer. And I was driving, and I was in Weston, and I turned off of Camp Phillips Road. And right there, in that area, I saw three snowmobiles. And one of which, they got to the point where they were getting to the road because snowmobiles cross the road. Mm-hmm. It looked like one of the snowmobiles was stuck in the mud.
Oh, gosh.
They were actually pushing on it. And I think, that was on Saturday. And it's going to get worse and worse. And it's a shame because I know people have been waiting. We finally got a little bit of snow. But I don't think anybody's going out in the snowmobiles here. I think you have to go way up north where they probably have a little bit more snow. But I couldn't help but chuckle a little bit because you see these snowmobiles. And it was basically a mud-mobile.
Oh,
I mean, craziness.
That's not good.
But what about this weather? Is it going to stay like this? We'll find out. We'll be joined by Brittany Merlot coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Still unsure.
Radio WXCO.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only three states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's five election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All three bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back. Chad Holmeshow, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Just a gorgeous start. We're going to start off a Monday morning. May as well be something like today. And 42 degrees under fair skies. Going to be just a gorgeous Monday. And to find out about today and for the early part of this week, we are joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. I feel like this is a Monday that you want to take PTO and just enjoy the nice spring vibe that just blasted us here in the state. It's feeling great.
Can you believe how things can change over 1 week's time? I mean, last Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we were sitting here talking about wind chill factors of 25 to 35 below zero. And all of a sudden, I mean, this is surprising. It's this warm this early, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, we're nearing breaking records across the state. A lot of people are going to be hitting 50 degrees today. Even some mid-50s are possible down in southern areas, maybe southwest mostly. But even here, upper 40s for highs today. Our record is 54 degrees set back in 1976. So we're getting pretty close to that. I'm not sure we'll tie it or break it, but I mean, the potential is there. And this is really early to get these warm-ups. But I mean, if you look at it this way too, I turn the page to spring on March 1st. That's the meteorological first day of spring. Mm-hmm. So we're only a week ahead for these temperatures to be shifting around a little bit, which is exciting because I know that people really didn't want that cold for that long. That cold snap was pretty brutal. So it's a nice treat to get this little warm up for an entire week, actually. So very, very warm all week long, but we do slide cool for next weekend.
I was saying to Ian right before you came on that on Saturday I was driving over in Weston, and I came across three snowmobiles, and it looked like one was stuck in the mud. I feel for the snowmobilers. I heard you mention on Pat's show, which whatever they're calling it this week, they changed the name, whatever, that you did get on the snowmobile, but you're not really used to it because you're kind of sore this morning.
Oh, so, okay. So it's not that I'm not used to it. It's the trail conditions were terrible. So I went last weekend you know, and everything was great and grand. I wasn't sore whatsoever. But this last weekend, I went up north. I was in Minocqua area, and I went up to Boulder Junction, and the trails were so rutted. There's like moguls, so many bumps. I mean, I was driving through mud, like you said, where there was literally no snow on some of the trails, and they weren't groomed because there wasn't enough snow to groom. And then all of the sleds are just ripping through it, and the turns and the corners were icy. So there were definitely a lot of accidents, and I believe one person did die in Vilas County on Saturday, which is really sad. But, you know, those trails are bad, so I'm kind of glad they're closed. They all closed this morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. You shouldn't see any more snowmobilers out there because there's no snow. It's all going to go away. But we do have a chance of a little bit of it as we go through this week, but it won't be enough to open those trails back up.
What's the normal high around this time of year? Are we supposed to be up around freezing?
30. Yep. Oh. 30 is our average high for right now. And so to get near 50, yeah, we're blowing it out of the water by 15, 20 degrees or so.
Man, oh man. It. I know I feel, again, for the winter sports enthusiasts, but boy, to be able to come to work and have it feel like it did today, it's been a while. It feels good. Really, really good. Well, what are the details here for our early week weather forecast?
Yeah, so today I think we're going to hit highs of about 49 degrees. Our record is 54 degrees set back in 1976. We did have 12 inches of snowfall pack on the ground before we started the weekend. As of this morning, it says we only have 8 inches. I think we have a lot less, and someone needs to go measure. But that is going to continue
Ian, go
to
measure,
melt.
Go measure, Ian. Get out there.
I know.
I'll do that later.
But here's the thing. So we've got the snow melting, and then we've still got the frost line underground. So there's a layer of ice in the ground. So it has nowhere to go, this melting snow. At some point, it's going to pool up and be muddy and gross and maybe leak into your basement. And it's also going to start to swell some of those rivers. And the Wisconsin River is going to be breaking up that ice. And if it gets stuck around a turn or jams into more ice, we could see flooding along the riverbanks there too. So this is the time of the year where it kind of feels good, but it gets a little dangerous and also slick and slippery, because tonight temperatures fall below freezing, which means anything that was wet from the melting snow, the sides of the roads, the sidewalk, the parking lot, maybe your stairs, will be black ice in the morning.
Oh, I hate
that's going
to
be the case again tomorrow, too. So as we go through these warm days, cold nights, every single morning, please be careful and watch where you step, because it is just going to be an ice rink throughout the state. So that'll be the case as we go through this week. Highs will continue to hit the low 40s tomorrow, Wednesday. Then Thursday, Friday, we kind of fall to the upper 30s. And by the weekend, we're looking at highs on Saturday in the upper 20s and low 30s on Sunday. So back below freezing for its entirety over the weekend. A ton of sunshine this week. We're only looking at a system moving in on Wednesday, which brings in a wintry mix and could bring some snow accumulations of about an inch or so. But that'll be Wednesday, and it'll kick on out of here after that. But there is a chance for a little bit of snow on Friday. That's a little iffy. We'll get into those details as that gets closer.
All right, Brittany. Well, thank you very much for the info. Enjoy the sun, enjoy the warmth, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. You too. Bye, guys.
That's Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, joins us every weekday morning at 8:21 right here on the program. Right now, again, it's hard to believe. It really is. It's hard to believe. It's 42 degrees under fair skies. Winds are out of the west at 14 miles per hour. Wind chill factor is 35. The dew point is 31. Relative humidity of 65%. The barometer at 29.48 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up next is an information update. We're going to find out about what's going on in news, weather, sports, entertainment. We do it at the top and bottom of every hour. And then after that, I want to talk a little bit about, again, the strain of meanness that's been brought to the forefront by Donald Trump and MAGA over the years, and how we have to take a step back and think about this. An example of what I think is just wrong when it comes to young people. And we're going to do that coming up in just a few moments. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. One person is dead in Vilas County after a snowmobile accident Saturday afternoon. The call came in just before 5 p.m. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office said that the snowmobiler hit a tree along a curve on Trail 15 near Sweet Fern Lane in the town of St. Germain. First responders worked to save the life of the snowmobiler, but they were pronounced dead on the way to the hospital. The person has not been identified, and the accident is still under investigation. And with the warm weather in Wisconsin this week and snowmobile trails already running with minimal snow over the weekend, trails are now closed in many counties, including Marathon, Portage, Taylor, Wood, Lincoln, and Langlade. And a recent study by WalletHub found that Wisconsin homeowners pay some of the highest real estate property taxes in the country. The study says Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for the highest taxes despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median home value, which is significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year. And the Wisconsin Realtor Association just released their monthly real estate report, and it's not good news for Marathon County. While home prices are rising across the state, the climb is even steeper here. Statewide, the median home price is up 10.6% from this time last year. But in Marathon County, that median price is up over 17%. And that has had an impact on sales. While the state overall has seen little change, sales in Marathon County are down by over 16%. And realtors say that first-time homebuyers are having a harder time not only finding a home with less inventory, but with interest rates higher, they can't afford it. And this trend has been going on for about 4 years now. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby D was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for partly sunny skies, mid-40s. West winds will gust up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, chance of rain or flurries, lows around 27. Partly sunny, 41 on Tuesday. Tuesday night, some snow and 27. 41 Wednesday.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will break down all of the most recent news and how it affects all of us here in Wisconsin. Plus, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
at Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, you can also join us by going to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page on that website. Don't go to the Civic Media page. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page, and you can see a live video stream of this program. Quick reminder that coming up tonight, we start off the final week of the regular season in high school boys basketball. I'll be at the Newman Catholic High School gym this evening as the Newman Cardinals on senior night taking on the Assumption Royals. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. That's Newman Catholic High School boys basketball, 7 o'clock tonight, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It'll be the second time in 4 days that I see the Assumption Royals. Friday night, the marathon played at Assumption. It was an exciting game. Assumption won it on a tip-in at the buzzer, 44-42. So saw them Friday, see them tonight. And Friday, I went to Wisconsin Rapids, and myself and Jeff Gress were calling the game. So before the game, we stopped at the Chips Hamburgers in Wisconsin Rapids. I like to stop at Chips Hamburgers in either Marshfield or Rapids when I have a game in one of those communities, because we don't have one here in Wausau. So it's like something different, something to, and I enjoy Chips Hamburgers. And we went and, you know, had our before game meal, and it was really, really good as always, and the service was really good. And when we were leaving, I had to stop into the restroom, wash my hands, because, you know, ketchup gets on there after eating those good Chips hamburgers. Went out to the vehicle, and Jeff mentioned to me that he had saw a sign in the restaurant. I did not see it myself, but he had said, yeah, I just found it interesting that there was a sign that said that reminding folks that the people that work at the Chips Hamburgers, most of them, and again, I mentioned that I've been going to that restaurant for many, many years, and almost always when I've been going to that restaurant, that Chips, kids, you know, high school kids, basically, working behind the counter, working behind in the kitchen, doing all the work, and there, apparently there was a note that said, hey, these, for many of our workers, this is their first job, and sometimes kids will make an error or two, and to please not yell at the kids or to have outrageous behavior towards the kids. I forget what the exact wording Jeff had said, but basically along the line that, hey, if there's a problem, let the manager know. If the manager does not properly, if you don't feel like your issue has been properly completed or taken care of, then call the owner. But please don't treat these young people by, you know, berating them along that line. And that really bothered me. Because number one, I don't think I've ever had an issue when I've gone to Chips in Wisconsin Rapids. And I've gone there quite a bit because both Wausau West and Newman Catholic and Marathon all play there, and I usually get there a couple of times during the winter sports season, and during the fall, during the football season, maybe get there once, and then during baseball and softball season, get there. I never had an issue there. But the idea of having adults, that's for, I mentioned, I think it was last week, the second day that the Wendy's in Rothschild, Weston, or Schofield, was open. I went there. It was very busy. Lots of activity going on.
I got to go there on a Thursday as well for the first time. I got to see, you know, how busy they were myself.
And I made an order, and I asked for my sandwich not to have cheese on it. Well, it did have cheese on it. And was I thrilled? No, I wasn't thrilled because I didn't want cheese on it. And I could have gone back and said, hey, I ordered it without cheese, and they probably would, I'm sure they would have replaced it. But in the end, I removed the cheese, and I had my burger, and it was all fine. The idea of, when having a mistake, going up to the counter, and especially with kids, and just berating them for the issue, does not
seem like the right thing to do for me. And it got to me thinking. And frankly, right now in this country, we are at a point where there are a lot of folks that pull that kind of stunt. And so much of it is based on leadership. You've got a president of the United States and people around him that act like spoiled brat children all the time. And the fact that people that support the spoiled brat child that is currently president are going to act like that. And when I heard about this sign at Chips Hamburgers, my first thought is, that says this is an issue that was not something that happened one time. This is an issue that happened multiple times.
Yeah.
The fact that we got to the point where they had to put up a sign that said, hey, stop it. Stop with this berating. We have, right now, a shortage of workers. You look around at restaurants all over the place and other businesses, whether they're supermarkets, other, I would say, service-based industries. They are having the hardest time getting workers. And these are young people, again, who are probably, it's a part-time job, going to school and then after school going and having work and working evenings and weekends. The first time they are put in this situation. And the idea that a mistake would happen does not seem to be all that surprising to me. But as I mentioned, I have not seen these kind of errors. I've gone to that restaurant quite a bit. But the idea that this has happened enough where the leadership of that restaurant felt compelled to put a message that say, hey, stop acting like spoiled brats. Stop putting these kids in a situation where they probably are being basically assaulted with the words. And I imagine that after being berated by an adult, that at least one and probably more of these workers probably walked away and scarred in some way. So stop this behavior. And yes, it is harder when you have a spoiled brat president and spoiled brat people around him that think that they can act any way that they want. And it makes it more difficult to try to stop this kind of behavior on a local level. But treat these kids with respect. Understand that they're learning, that this is the start of a long process within their life, their work life.
Exactly.
And the idea of berating them is just beyond the pale. That is wrong on every single level, and it really, really disturbed me.
Absolutely. I mean, I know how it is. I worked in the food service industry. I worked at McDonald's. I worked with kids who were younger than me who were still in high school. They were doing this after their school jobs to, you know, make money and, you know, learn how they do things. And, you know, we're not perfect. Service people make mistakes. It's a part of the job. That's how we learn. You know, we make a mistake, we do our best to correct it and make sure it doesn't happen constantly. But the fact that there are some people, and I'm not going to list examples because that's just pointless, but there are some people out there who just get off of making a scene in these restaurants, like, over just the little things, like there's not enough ketchup on your sandwich, there's not enough fries in your basket, there's not enough ice in your drink, that's not a certain
flavor. Or the service isn't as fast as you want it to be because it's incredibly busy.
People, this is food.
And also the fact that a lot of these businesses are short-staffed, so it's going to take longer.
Especially if you're busy. I mean, when I went to Wendy's on Thursday, the drive-thru was backed up. Oh boy, out to the road. There wasn't many people inside, but
put yourself in the shoes of the other person.
There was 15 people behind the counter at Wendy's. Managers and employees were working together to take care of these orders, and they were doing their best. And silently, I was applauding them because I was like, I know how you feel. I had to go through this too. I mean, I went inside and I ordered my meal. And I was patient. I was like, I'm okay waiting because I know how this is. And they were very professional. They were very friendly. They helped me with my order. My food was delicious. I really enjoyed it. And I will definitely go back there because it was a good experience. It's not a perfect experience, but it was definitely worth the wait. And I applaud their efforts for, you know, working together and trying to help all these people.
Let's have a little empathy out there. I understand that there's sometimes, you know, in this era, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of stress for those who are fearful of what's being done by this administration. There's a lot of anger by those who seem to get permission to be angry from Donald Trump. That anything that goes wrong, hey, it's okay to be a jerk. It's not okay to be a jerk. It's time to be an adult. And again, when it comes to kids, that's a line that really I never want to see crossed. The verbal abuse of kids. And
it's horrible.
And again, I just was surprised that it would get to a point where a business owner would be forced to put a sign that says, hey, stop with that kind of behavior. That again, and that's one of the more interesting places I ever go to when I go and grab a bite to eat, because I swear I don't know if I've seen adults there. I mean, these are basically because I usually go, you know, either late afternoon or early evening, and I think it's just a case where there are just those are the shifts where a lot of the after school crowd and the after school workers are there, and again, it is the start of a process. And I know that in that situation, if you get berated, it's going to cause scars. And it's going to cause issues. And it could cause issues not just for that job, but for future jobs for these kids as well. So, again, I just found that to be disturbing on my trip to Wisconsin Rapids.
These kids are vulnerable enough as it is.
And I'm not arguing that when you go and you receive service that it should be done to the best of the ability. But the idea that there's some special right that allows you, because my cheese was not removed from the burger, to berate the worker, that's not true as well. So, again, it's like...
You know the saying that the customer is always right? I think there should be an exception to that rule. Because... the customer may be right when it comes to orders, but in regards to a behavior,
it's a two-way street. It's a two-way street. Treat the customer with respect, but the customer needs to also treat the worker with respect as well. So
that's the golden rule, people.
The time is 8:48. Again, just a beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. The sun is coming out. The temperature already is into the 40s. I mean, it is just a beautiful start here on this Monday morning. Expecting temperatures close to 50 before all is said and done. Wow. We're going to take a timeout. I want to talk about a little bit along the same lines of what I've been talking about, but empathy and wokeness, because a legend spoke of it last night, and I want to share those words coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Revel in the soul of New Orleans and the spirit of Mardi Gras with the latest Jazz at Lincoln Center Presents concert celebrating the New Orleans Songbook. Led by acclaimed pianist Luther S. Allison and featuring the soulful vocals of Keanu Linnell and Milton Suggs, this concert celebrates the legendary composers and timeless songs that define the Crescent City. New Orleans Songbook, coming to the Grand Theater Wausau Friday, March 21st. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show. Welcome back, Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And I have to admit, there have been many times, and I tell you, the last 5-6 weeks, actually going back even further than that, have been difficult. I mean, emotionally. And you get to a spot where you feel your stomach turning, you feel your anger rising. But at the same time, we need to also make sure that we push back and we fight the right fight. And I just thought last night, the Screen Actors Guild held their award ceremony. And a legendary performer received the Lifetime Achievement Award from SAG, Screen Actors Guild. Jane Fonda, 87 years old, has been involved in the industry for 6 decades. Of course, daughter of the legendary Henry Fonda. And she gave a rip-roaring address last night. When she received the award, she was presented it by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and what she said, it really hit me. And she says that we need empathy, and I think going back to what I was talking about in the last segment, talking about what we have to deal with over and over and over again in these times, and even with people that you disagree with vehemently. To have the empathy will make you a stronger person, and I actually think make your argument stronger when you have that ability to try to put yourself in the other person's shoes, to be able to try to understand where they're coming from, and to be able to give information that may make them think a little bit different. But she says, what we actors create is empathy. Our job is to understand another human being so profoundly that we can touch their souls. And make no mistake, empathy is not weak or woke. Mm-hmm. And actually, I would disagree there. I think empathy is very woke, but I'm not going to nitpick with Jane Fonda at this point. And then she says, to explain it, by the way, woke just means you give a damn about other people. Isn't that true? Because when people on the right try to use the word woke as a bludgeon against those of us who very enthusiastically use the term, you have to be able to say, hey, that's what it is. We give a damn about other people.
Mm-hmm.
During her very lively speech, Fonda made oblique references to the political environment and the Trump administration's drive to cut federal jobs. She says, a whole lot of people are going to be really hurt by what is happening. Even if they're of a different political persuasion, we need to not judge, but listen from our hearts.
Absolutely.
And Fonda also spoke of the power of unions. And that's, again, and that's one of the areas where I'm so disappointed that over the years between January 20th of 2017 and January the 20th of 2021, that Joe Biden didn't get more credit, because he worked in some areas that I think are important, and unions are one of those. And yet, for whatever reason, it didn't stick with the American people. It did not stick in terms of the importance of it. And I mean, in other areas, and prescription drugs, I saw a C-SPAN listener, viewer, called in and said, you know, I was paying $6 for this drug, and now, after Joe Biden left, Donald Trump came in and removed that protection, paying $80. I mean, I don't understand how people don't realize that Donald Trump is doing things over and over and over again that are hurting the everyday lives of so many average Americans. But the idea of feeling for these people, and again, even overnight. I mean, last night I heard, when I was getting ready for work this morning, I had the top of the hour news on, and Elon Musk announcing again the firings of anywhere from 160 to 200 workers at USAID. And after hearing some of the complaints from people that are saying this is wrong, Donald Trump goes on his social media and has a GIF of SpongeBob SquarePants with a hammer pounding. I mean, the joy that these people seem to get out of throwing people out of work. There is nothing, well, I won't say nothing, but one of the most traumatic experiences of my life was when I lost my job. And I think we've all gone through this at one time or another in our lives, where we're called in and we're told we're losing our job. And it goes back to empathy. It goes back to feeling for others. And for people like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, who have more money than they know what to do with, they are winners of the genetic lottery. And for them to show so little empathy for people that are losing their jobs is wrong on every level. Absolutely. So again, I just thought that what Jane Fonda said, to say that empathy is not weak.
Mm-mm.
And woke means that you give a damn about other people. Be proud of those feelings. Be proud of having the ability to feel for other people.
Amen.
Be proud of being woke. That will wrap up hour number one. We'll have an information update coming up, and then back with hour number two here on WXCO.
Falls Radio, WXCO, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Vatican says 88-year-old Pope Francis has gotten up and eaten at a hospital in Rome where he's still in critical condition, suffering from double pneumonia and signs of early kidney failure. The faithful praying for his recovery, among them Carol Bertolucci in Billerica, Massachusetts.
It doesn't look good, but we know God can do a lot of things.
Allies are in Kyiv, marking 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. Finland's president, Alexander Stubb.
If we now allow Russia to do what it wants to do, then it's not only Ukraine that has lost, it's Europe that's lost, it's the West that has lost, and also the United States.
Some pushback after Elon Musk ordered all federal workers to list five things they did last week or be fired, CBS's Nancy Cordes.
While a few agencies urged workers to comply with the email, the FBI, led by Kash Patel, told agents to pause on responding.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany.